19 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me this morning on the morning interview, to talk about DDF at Mount Edgecombe High School, our coach, Marcy Drake, and student Sarah Martinchek. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
And you all are headed to Juneau this weekend.
We're headed to Juneau on Friday to compete in our first meet this season.
Okay, and this is kind of the shakedown meet for DDF, right?
There's a lot of great things that happens at our first meet. This year, the Perseverance Theater is holding 3 workshops for students, and we are very excited to have their expertise in the dramatic world. And then on Saturday, we'll run a mini meet, and kids can get a good idea of what it's like to participate in a DDF meet.
Okay, and we'll come back to this, Marcy, but I guess for the first time in a long time, Mount Edgecombe is going to be hosting a DDF meet here in Sitka in October.
Right. 2 weeks after our first meet in Juneau, on October 14th and 15th, Mount Edgecombe will be hosting a DDF meet. So I'm here to shamelessly ask for help with
okay.
that.
Well, Sitka has hosted many a DDF meet, and so the trained judges and people who know how to do this should be
right.
crawling out of the woodwork, I would think, to come over and help you.
So. They're out there, and we'll start calling tonight, actually, for judges. We need over 100 judges. One of the great things about DDF in Southeast Alaska is that it is an activity that is growing. It's expanding. There are new schools involved. My school alone, I have triple the number of students I did last year.
Wow.
So more kids are involved, and that means that we need a few more judges, but that's a happy problem to have to solve.
All right. Sarah, you're a senior from Eagle River, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. And have you been doing DDF long?
I've been doing DDF as long as it came back.
All right.
My sophomore year, it came back to the school, and I was really interested in doing it.
What events do you do?
I do humorous interp, and I have a dramatic interp, and I'm also doing extempcom.
All right. Why do you do it? What excites you about being on the DDF team?
I like being able to kind of step out of yourself and kind of try something new. And so I joined the DDF team because back at my old school in Eagle River, they didn't have drama and debate and stuff. And so I decided to try something new, and I ended up being really good at it. And so I just kind of stuck with it.
All right. What did you choose for your humorous interpretation piece?
I'm doing I Know I Am, But What Are You by Samantha Bee. It's a book, and I'm doing excerpts from the book.
Okay, and it's the first meet of the season. Is there any chance you might try debate this year?
I tried debate last year, and debate is for some people, but it's just not for me.
Yeah, it's funny how some people can kind of combine the dramatic and the debate stuff, and then other people just kind of find a niche.
Yeah, I'm a drama person.
Okay, well, we look forward to seeing you perform in October. I've judged before. Marcy, am I going to get an email or something? I heard Cheryl Hedden, the former Sitka High DDF coach, is coming back to help organize your tournament.
That's how wonderful DDF is. People will come back to Sitka to be a part of the tournament. So everybody should be waiting for our phone call. We'll call you and set you up a time to come in and judge. And then if you come to judge, you can say hi to Cheryl, too.
All right.
And that'll be a bonus.
Okay. So we'll be expecting that,
I guess,
in the very near future.
Okay. Yep.
And in the meantime, Sarah, good luck in Juneau.
Thank you.
This weekend. And good luck to you, Coach Marcy.
Okay.
Drake.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. So we're gonna shift the DDF team out and bring in Andrew Frisky and Shasta Smith. Andrew is the athletic director at Mount Edgecombe High School, and Shasta is the cross-country coach at Sitka High. And these guys are pretty much beaming this morning because your teams did great, right? Andrew, you guys, Mount Edgecombe took second behind Sitka?
We did, yeah. And I was fortunate enough to be able to go watch the races. And Mount Edgecombe, both boys and girls, stepped up and got second place at the tournament, which was a real wasn't a super surprise, but definitely wasn't a given either. So they definitely ran their best of the year.
Well, yeah. It seems like Mount Edgecombe had kind of a slow start. You never know how the team is going to shape up, but you had guys like Daniel Adams and I guess really deliver.
We did, yeah. Daniel, who's here to talk this morning, he really stepped up and got eighth overall. But I think it was the Edgecombe had a kind of a roundabout way getting there. There were some travel plans that didn't quite work out and flew in that morning, got there at 8:30 in the morning and got to the race an hour before and started running at 10. So it was, I think Coach Arnold wants to fly up to state Saturday morning and see if it works again.
Daniel, is that hard? Were you eighth overall or seventh overall?
It was seventh overall.
Yeah, come on up a little closer to the mic. You were seventh overall?
Yes.
And was that hard getting to the course the morning of the event?
It was different from what we usually had.
Right.
I wouldn't say hard. It was more interesting.
Okay. Had you run that Ward Cove course before?
No, I did not.
Did you get a chance to see it at all before the gun went off at the start of the event?
Yes, we jogged part of it, and the rest we seen on a map.
Okay. Where are you from, Daniel?
Platinum, Alaska.
And what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Have you been running cross country before?
Yes, all through junior high.
All right. Did you expect to do so well at regionals?
No, I did not.
Did you have a strategy for the race?
Just run as hard as you can.
Deirdre, how about you come up to the mic? Andrew, this is one of your women runners.
That's right. Deirdre Creed from Kotzebue, and I'm sure she can introduce herself better than I can.
Deirdre, how did the Lady Braves do?
The Lady Braves did really well. We had Crystal McNeely place third, Scarlet Beaver place eighth, I placed 13th, and Brandy Hale placed 18th and 24th, and we ran really well that weekend.
And like Daniel, were you not bothered at all by just showing up and running that morning?
Well, we only ran the loop, so I wasn't really sure what to expect on the hill. So I ran a little slower on the hill because I thought it was going to be massive, but it wasn't as big as I was expecting. So it was kind of surprising, but I also picked up my pace and ran a lot better, I think.
Okay. Did you have any strategy? Like, was there a particular runner that you were going to hang with in this race?
Well, I just wanted to catch the green because we wanted to place second as a team or first if we could. But so we were trying to catch the green, and that's what we did. So.
The green being
Haynes and Craig.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, the green team. And so you're going to state. Have you gone to state before?
No, I placed 16th last year.
Okay.
After rolling my ankle at regions, but I'm really excited to go to state. In middle school, I used to watch state, and I had a lot of fun doing that.
Okay.
So.
How about you, Daniel? Are you looking forward to state?
Yeah. It's going to be fun.
Have you been raced at state before?
No, I have not.
All right. Well, it'll be interesting to see if Edgecombe continues to kind of ramp up. The team seems to be getting better and better the longer the season goes on.
Yeah. For a month of running, they haven't done too bad of a job this year.
All right. Well, thanks, Andrew. Thanks for bringing these athletes in, and good luck at state.
Thanks.
Shasta Smith, you got, not unexpectedly, you guys were the favorites, and you pulled it off. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, it was still really exciting. it was amazing to see the boys finish. To have all five of my runners in by 11th place was phenomenal. I've never seen that. And, when you take out a lot of those 4A runners, it really makes a difference. And that was the first time, obviously, of the season that we had seen that. So that was really exciting. And then my girls, fifth place was in by 16th place. So, again, really, really strong finishes by the kids. So we're excited. We just are trying to maintain some intensity through the next week.
Yeah. Was having a tough meet, where was it, in Haynes or Skagway, that you had that terrible course?
Skagway. Or Haynes, Haynes.
Was having that tough meet, did it somehow, I don't know, help the team, I don't know, help give them energy for kind of a more conventional kind of course in Ketchikan, or does that even matter?
No, I think that was more like that like a scavenger hunt. it wasn't a traditional course at all, and I think the kids it wasn't so much challenging as much as just strange.
Okay, well Shasta, why don't you introduce your runners? I recognize Jennifer McIntyre because her picture is all over my dentist's office, so come on up Jennifer. So how did you feel about the race in Ketchikan?
I felt our girls' team did really well. Our boys did phenomenal, too, but I'm really proud of our girls' team. We definitely worked hard this season to pull off what we did. So.
Yeah, I guess you guys are running behind a freshman this year, Sydney Riggs.
We are, Sydney Riggs. She came in and kind of blew us all away. She's gotten so good over the season, and... yeah, we're really proud of her, but she's definitely working really, really hard.
Okay. Who are your other top five girls?
We have Sydney and then myself. I came in fourth. And then Sarah Rasmussen-Rakoff came in seventh place. Justine Webb came in 11th, I believe. Rachel came in 16th. And then behind her we have Claire Jerzak and Casey Coleman.
Okay, and this is your fourth consecutive regional title.
This is, yes.
Right, and what grade are you in, Jen?
I'm going to be a junior, so this is my third that I was actually participating in.
And you must be feeling pretty good about going into state with this team.
Yeah, we're hoping to do well at state as well. My freshman year, we placed second overall, okay. So we're hoping maybe we can defend that again.
Okay, or I don't know.
Race is pretty crazy fast. I mean, my girls have surprised me many, many times. So, you know, I mean, it wouldn't be completely out there, but Grace is pretty tough. Okay.